In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So as you know, today is Palm Sunday, when we remember Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem and the crowd welcoming him with palm branches. Although they didn't actually wave them in the air like we do, and like our choir did especially well. I don't know if you caught that, but there's a lot of joy going on up here in the chancel. Today is also Passion Sunday, because later we will hear the narrative of Jesus' passion, sung by the choir, his betrayal, condemnation, death, and crucifixion. It's a lot to cram into one service, which is why I'm going to keep this homily pretty brief. But it's good that we're cramming it in, because it ensures that those Christians who aren't in the habit of observing Good Friday don't simply go straight from Hosanna in the highest on Palm Sunday to Alleluia, He is risen on Easter Day. We need to embrace the sorrow, the tragedy of those other words that ring in the ears of Jesus. Crucify him. So let's consider those two contradictory cries of Palm Sunday and Passion Sunday. Hosanna and crucify him. One is a hopeful hail of Jesus as king, the long-awaited Messiah who will deliver God's people from oppression. And the other is a call for his execution. Perhaps driven by anger or a sense of betrayal at seeing this king in custody, beaten, and seemingly powerless. When we put these together, we get a mix of hope and disappointment. Hope and disappointment. I've learned that you can have two very intense and seemingly contradictory emotions at the same time, such as hope and disappointment. We can want something so badly and yet simultaneously not want it at all. We can be both happy and sad at the same time. We can be drawn to and repulsed by one and the same thing or person. We can look to God as our Savior. That's what Hosanna means, by the way, save us, while also feeling like God has hung us out to dry. At some point, we all find ourselves in one of these push-pull situations, sometimes characterized by hope and disappointment. But there is good news here. To quote the Apostle Paul, hope that is born of suffering will not disappoint. Listen to these verses from his letter to the Romans. We boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us. Hope was at the end of all that. Hope that comes from God is not the starting point. It's never the starting point. Palm Sunday always turns to Good Friday, and only then does the hope of Easter emerge. It's a hope that has nothing to do with the power of positive thinking or belief in self or seeing the glass as half full. Our hope does not pretend things aren't bad. It does not offer platitudes to those who have lost loved ones or those who suffer in war-torn countries, or those who struggle mightily wherever they are. The Christian hope is one that reaches into our pain and darkness and confusion and pulls us up out of it. Our hope is Jesus Christ himself. Only a God who has borne suffering himself can bring us any real hope of resurrection. So yes, the words Hosanna in the highest ring true for us today. Crucify him rings true for us today. But as we journey through this most holy week in Christ's suffering, in our own suffering, we will discover he is risen to be the greatest truth of all. Amen.